This month, Israel celebrated its 70th anniversary of independence. Speaking on the occasion, Vice President Mike Pence said, "We gather here to celebrate nothing less than a miracle of history. The day when the Jewish people ended the longest exile of any people anywhere and reclaimed a Jewish future and rebuilt the Jewish state." The United States of America, said Vice President Pence, was proud to be the first nation in the world to recognize the State of Israel 7 decades ago. And just as President Harry Truman made history then, President Donald Trump made history now. Almost exactly 70 years to the minute from the rebirth of the Jewish state, the American embassy officially opened in Jerusalem, the capital of the State of Israel. By finally recognizing Jerusalem as Israel's capital, the United States has chosen fact over fiction. And fact is the only true foundation for a just and lasting peace, said Vice President Pence. The United States believes peace is possible between the Palestinians and Israelis. And while any peace will undoubtedly require compromise, Mr. Pence reiterated that the United States will never compromise the safety and security of the State of Israel. The United States and Israel will continue to confront the evil scourge of radical Islamic terrorism. That's why the United States is leading the free world in standing up to Iran, the leading state sponsor of terror, by withdrawing America from the Iran nuclear deal. The United States, stressed Mr. Pence, will never allow Iran to obtain a nuclear weapon. In 70 short years, Israel has become one of the freest, strongest, and most prosperous nations on earth. As Vice President Pence said, "We stand with Israel because her cause is our cause, her values our values, and her fight is our fight. We stand with Israel because we believe in right over wrong and good over evil and liberty over tyranny." With the support of the United States and with God's help, said Vice President Pence, "I know Israel will go from strength to strength. Her first 70 years will just be a glimpse of what's to come, and the United States and Israel will meet our glorious future together."